Tune in, my friends, the Heinz Honey and Almond Cream program. I'm George Burns, and Heinz Honey, Gracie Allen with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking.
100 million strong, that's right, you can't go wrong, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Hello.
Well, I'm very happy to be here on Treasure Island at the San Francisco World's Fair.
Oh, so am I. You know, I've met all my friends. You know, George, I was born in San Francisco. As a matter of fact...
If I were you, I'd keep it a secret.
Well, that's right, George. You know, as my daddy said when he first saw me, why bring that up?
Well, then, let's drop it.
Yeah, he did. Want to build it?
Yes, because it's my life's ambition.
You know, my whole family lives in San Francisco, but my daddy lives with my uncle in a house across the bay.
And he commutes, huh?
Yeah, every 10 years.
That's very interesting.
He's an old-fashioned man.
I know.
One old-fashioned after another.
Was your daddy born in San Francisco,
too? Yes, South San Francisco.
South San Francisco.
Yes.
Have you always been this dizzy, Grace?
Well, I got that way from following in my daddy's footsteps.
Well, at least your daddy has his good points.
Oh,
don't mind George, folks. He's a Los Angeles boy.
Well, if it isn't that Market Street Donamici, Frank Parker. And Frank, I'm not a Los Angeles boy. I was born on the outskirts of Los Angeles, Boston.
Say, Frank, what do you think of my hometown?
Oh, I think it's terrific. You know, Gracie, there are 40,000 beautiful girls here.
Frank, what are you up to?
3,634.
Stop with those girls. You know, there are other ways of getting a bang out of life.
Oh, you and your bubble gum.
Yeah.
Well, it's a noble experiment.
Gracie, isn't it grand to be back in your hometown and get such a nice hand?
Oh,
and
yes.
Speaking of nice hands, time for the
Almond Cream,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. You know, I've had Gracie San Francisco never thought that you'd be a presidential candidate this year.
Well, why not? Why should I be an exception?
Tell me, Gracie, has the town changed much since you were here last?
Oh, yes. Well, I've been reading the local papers, and I see where men's clothes cost a fortune now.
Men's clothes cost a fortune?
Oh, well, that's what it said. It said Billy Rose just got a $20,000 suit.
That happens to be a Seattle model.
Well, I don't care if it has two pairs of pants. It's still not worth $20,000.
Look, when it said suit, it meant lawsuit. And the model happens to be a girl.
Oh, well, then maybe Billy Rose kissed her.
Kissed her? How can he kiss a girl so much taller than he is?
Well, maybe some of his friends put him up to it.
Either that or he jumped.
Say, Gracie, have I been having fun here?
Oh, really, Bubbles?
Yes, I had lunch today in three restaurants.
Three restaurants?
Yes.
Bubbles eats all over town.
Yes, I'm big that way.
I know. Bubbles, do you like Italian food?
And how?
Have you tried the Maggio's?
Yes, and they're delicious with meatballs.
Bubbles, the Maggio's are ball players.
Well, maybe she had them on the home plate.
Well, I certainly slid into that one. Oh, Ray Noble.
In the place.
What there is of it. Yeah.
I say, Gracie, so sorry I'm late. You see, I'm playing at the Palace Hotel, and I had a little trouble getting here. The streets are all torn up.
Why, Ray Noble, that's impossible.
Oh, no.
I read in the paper where the street commissioner said that as a whole, the streets in San Francisco were all right.
Yes, they're all right as a whole. But how are their streets?
Well, when I'm president, I'm going to have a long talk with Mayor Rossi.
Why?
Oh, he knows some cute stories.
He does. Grace, I was going to pick you some flowers here at the fairground, but there was a sign there that said, do not pick the flowers.
Oh, well, that's all right.
So I picked the sign.
Oh, thanks, Ray. I'll wear it in my hair.
Mm. You picked the sign? Well, why not, George? There was no sign there saying, do not pick the sign.
Oh, I say.
Hey, come here, Ray. I've got a present for you, too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Well, put your arms around me.
Like this?
Uh-huh. A little closer.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Now put your face next to mine.
Right, sir. What do I do now?
Well, why don't you go on Major Bo's amateur program?
Yes, why don't you?
Hurry up, folks. Get in on the special sale of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream, the big dollar size, only 49 cents for a limited time only.
Well, I never heard of such a thing in my whole life, unless it was last week on the Burns and Howard program.
Gracie, Truman is doing the talking.
Oh, no, George, I'm doing the talking. At least you didn't recognize my voice. Now, let's see, where was that? Oh, yes, I was at a toilet goods counter, and I plunked down 49 cents, and what did I get? Why, the big dollar size of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. Less than half price. And I saved 51 cents on the spot. And then and there, I made up my mind that I'd save 51 cents every day just by buying Heinz big dollar size for only 49 cents. Oh, and Georgie, what do you know? I got my autograph on the Heinz bottle.
And that's why this Heinz 49 cent special is called the Heinz Autograph Bottle. You get more Heinz Honey and Almond Cream for your money than ever before. And in addition, you get a Gracie Allen autograph right on the bottle, and it's detachable. Even at its regular price, this dollar-sized Heinz is famous as the economy bottle. And now, at less than half price, it's phenomenal. It's genuine, fine, fragrant Heinz, the extra creamy, extra softening lotion for dry, rough hands. Get your Heinz 49-cent special tonight. Have softer, smoother hands for good. And now, Frank Parker. Tonight, Frank sings Stars in My Eyes by Fritz Kreisler, taken from the show The King Steps Up.
My song has wings, eternal spring, no longer but a dream. My cheeks will glow, emotions flow, like sunlight on a stream. My step is gay, along my way, the rose my feet, my love rings, my being changed, my life is now complete. Starling in my eyes, tell how I feel. For this
thanks, Georgia. Wait a minute, Gracie. George is supposed to say that.
Well, he's outside phoning.
Well, that's funny. Who does he know up here that can lend him a nickel?
Gracie, how do you like it here on Treasure Island?
Well, Truman, it's pretty enough to be a fair.
It is a fair, Gracie, and it's called Fair for 40, and it is beautiful.
So is George.
Beautiful?
No, Fair for 40.
Listen,
listen, everybody. I've got it all arranged. I just spoke to J.J. Clifford, and he's coming over here tonight.
Not J.J. Clifford?
That's right.
Who's that?
Who is that?
Yes.
Politically, he's the most powerful man in this part of the country. And as your campaign manager, I'm telling you that if we could get him on our side, you're as good as being in the White House.
Oh, well, what do you think I ought to do?
Well, when he comes in, let me do the talking, and you just smile.
Oh, leave it to me. I'll just drop my eyes.
Yes, just drop your eyes.
And if he's a gentleman, he'll pick him up.
Stop with that silly talk and listen. J.J. Clifford is the man who gets behind you, takes hold of things, and makes you click.
Oh, an osteopath.
An osteopath?
I hope he doesn't rub me the wrong way.
Now, look, Gracie.
Say, George, you deserve a lot of credit lining up a big shot like J.J. Clifford.
Thanks. I met him at the press club.
That's all.
I don't let any grass grow under my feet.
Well, a little grass wouldn't hurt. It might cover up those shoes.
Yeah, well, J.J. Clifford is just about sold. And there's one thing you ought to know before he gets here.
What's that?
Now, he's got a red beard, and he's very sensitive about it.
Well, if I had a red beard, I'd be very sensitive about it, too.
Yeah. Well, you'd be sensitive if you had a brain.
Yeah, so would I. Mm.
Well, with a red beard, Gracie, we can play that game Beaver.
Oh, yes.
Beaver.
Yeah.
Look, he happens to run this part of the country, and if any of you holler Beaver, you know what you're going to get?
Five points. Holler Beaver.
Well, we're not playing Beaver, and don't mention his beard. Yeah. Hello. Oh, just a minute. Gracie, it's for you.
Oh. Hello. Oh, hello, Bessie. It's my sister.
Good.
Yeah, what? Oh, you don't say. Oh, that's a scream. Goodbye.
What happened?
Oh, dear. Well, I left my car parked at the top of Fillmore Street Hill, and I forgot to put the brakes on. And the funniest thing, the car is running down the hill.
Well, what's funny about that? Somebody might get killed.
Oh, it's impossible. There's nobody in the car.
What about the pedestrians?
Oh, the car's moving so fast, they won't have time to get in.
Well, it's your headache, and you can wear it.
Oh, by the way, chap, you mustn't miss that incubator building here at the fair. You know, they've got tiny babies there that weigh only 3 ounces.
Well, how do they live?
They charge admission.
They do,
Well, you see, those babies can always use a little change.
Yeah. Yes, no, now listen, everybody. This may be J.J. Clifford. So no wisecracks about his beard. Mm. Come in.
Good evening. Miss Allen?
Yes?
My name is Agatha Pinwhistle.
My, how do you remember things like that?
Listen, miss?
Gracie, don't you remember me? I was your teacher in the third grade.
Oh, Miss Pinwhistle. Oh, well, I didn't recognize you without your slip showing.
What?
Why, this used to be my teacher.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Miss Pinwhistle, I'll bet Gracie gave you lots of trouble in school.
Oh, no, you can be very proud of your daughter.
Well, I... My daughter?
Yes, Gracie always had an active mind. She learned things very quickly. But always backwards.
Yes.
I think I know what you mean.
Miss Pinwhistle, remember how I was always getting mixed up in arithmetic and history? I used to think that 2 times 3 was Napoleon.
2 times 3 was Napoleon?
Well, of course, I was silly when I was a little girl.
Oh, sure.
I know better than that now.
Of course.
Anybody knows that 2 times 3 is Julius Caesar.
Yes. For a minute, I thought I had you.
See, Miss Pinwhistle, whatever happened to Oakland and Berkeley?
Oh, they're in Kansas City.
Oakland and Berkeley are in Kansas City?
Well, those are the twins who sat in front of me.
Oh. Well, why did they name twins Oakland and Berkeley?
Well, because they were only 5 minutes apart.
I know they're twin sisters, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Oh.
Gracie, whatever happened to that little girl you used to play with all the time?
Oh, which one do you mean?
Oh, the one that sat in back of you, that sickly little girl who was so frail and anemic.
Oh, well, she's still my girlfriend. Bubbles, you remember Miss Pinwhistle?
Sure. Oh, hello, Miss Pinwhistle.
Why, Bubbles, I hardly know you. Haven't you taken on a little weight?
Oh, about 275 pounds.
Yeah, that's all.
Say, Miss Pinwhistle, Seeing you here reminds me of my school days. You know, my teacher used to slap me when I was naughty.
Yes, he was a regular Mickey Rooney.
Yes, but it never hurt. And the reason it never hurt was that my teacher had soft hands.
Cut, Coleman. A little music, boys. All right, you can take it, Truman.
And Miss Penwhistle?
Yeah.
Ah. Because she used Heinz, honey, and almond cream.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a 10-cent size.
No.
No, it wasn't a 25-cent size or the 50-cent size.
Yeah.
No, it was the dollar size.
Uh-huh.
And would you believe it, Miss Penwhistle? Today you can get it for only 49 cents.
That's right.
Oh, Miss Penwhistle.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Whatever happened to that silly boy who sat next to me? You know, the one who called me Googie?
Which one?
Well, you know, the one with the buck teeth. The one who used to bite I love you on my desk.
He bit I love you on your desk?
Yes. Don't you remember, Miss Pinwhistle? He'd sit for hours and go like this.
Let me see. Oh, stinky.
Yes, that's
stinky.
The one. Miss Pinwhistle.
Yes, Gracie.
Whatever became of that good-looking history teacher?
Well, I've got to go, Gracie.
Well, remember when he tried to kiss you?
Well, I didn't kiss him, did I?
Well, I don't know, did you?
No, not because he was a history teacher. It was the principal I was thinking of.
Oh. Yeah, he was pretty, too.
I certainly enjoy it.
Oh, thanks, George. Shall I play it again?
Oh, no.
All right, then. Oh, by the way, Gracie, right after the broadcast, how about you and me being my guests at Billy Rose's Aquacade, huh?
Well, I'll be glad to go once, but I've been there again.
Well, that's smart, better. You know, I was there the other night, and Johnny Weissmuller is really a swimmer. He starts out with the Australian crawl.
George, have you ever seen the San Francisco crawl?
There's no such a thing as the San Francisco crawl.
Oh, no? Did you ever try to drive down Market Street at 5 o'clock?
Anyway, that speed of Johnny Weissmuller's is great.
Oh, yes, he's fast.
You bet.
I saw him last night, too.
Did you see him go into all those dives?
See him. I was with him. Can he dance?
He's a good dancer. Oh, now, this is probably J.J. Clifford. Now, remember, Frank, and that goes for everybody.
Right.
No wise cracks about his red beard. And, Jason, be on your toes.
Yeah,
your whole campaign depends upon this.
Yes.
Come in.
Is Gracie here?
Well, I'm Gracie.
Who is this? Don't you remember me, Gracie? I'm Rollo. I used to go to school with you.
Why, Rollo, how you've changed.
Yeah, I've grown. I've got on long pants.
Oh, so have I grown.
Gracie, take it easy.
Gracie, you remember the day you left school 20 years ago? You gave me a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Well, I brought it back to you.
You mean you kept the sandwich all these years?
I don't like peanut butter.
And vice versa.
Say, Rollo used to be the smartest boy in the third grade.
I still am.
Say, Rollo, remember the fun we used to have in school? We'd drop our books under the desk, and then we'd bend down and pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd drop them again, and we'd pick them up again. Oh, you had more fun.
Where did the fun come in?
Under the desk.
Yes, well, your book's read.
Hello, Rollo.
Oh, Rollo, this is Bubbles. Remember Bubbles?
I remember part of her.
Why, Rollo, I hardly recognize you without your dunce cap.
I don't wear it anymore. It makes me look too tall.
Yeah. You look much prettier this way.
Say, Rollo, whatever happened to the little boy who sat right across from me?
You mean all he used to do was...
Stinky?
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen him in years.
Well, why did he do a...
Well, he was practicing to go with Shep Fields.
Well, I wouldn't pal around with Stinky. He was a dope.
Oh, quiet, Einstein.
Gracie, who is this fellow Ray Noble who always wants to be alone with you? I'd like to punch him right in the nose.
Now, look here, I resent that old boy. I'm Ray Noble, and if I want to be alone with Gracie, I'll be alone with her.
Yeah, what about me?
No, I'd rather be alone with Gracie.
Oh, isn't this fun? I've got two men fighting over me.
And look here, I say, if you'll step outside, I'll repulse you.
Oh, yeah? Then I'll repulse you.
I'll repulse you first.
And I'll repulse you right back again.
What's going on here?
Well, these boys are really repulsive.
You said it. And boys, step outside.
Who'll hold my coat?
All right, I will.
Sandwich that Rollo brought back couldn't have been 20 years old.
Well, it was.
It didn't taste like it.
Bubbles, you ate a sandwich that was 20 years old?
Oh, why shouldn't she? It's too old to be outside.
Well, that's nice because the sandwich in there will meet a lot of nice pickles.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, listen, everybody. This must be J.J. Clifford. And remember, no jokes about his red beard. Come in.
Yes.
Quiet, quiet. How do you do, Mr. Clifford?
How do you do, Mr. Burns?
Quiet, quiet. Mr. Clifford, this is Gracie Allen.
What are you laughing at, Miss Allen?
Oh, if I told you, Mr. Clifford, would your fuzz be red?
She means this is the first time she's met you. She hasn't met you.
Oh, yes. Miss Allen, no doubt Mr. Burns has told you I'm in a position to sweep you into office.
Well, thanks. You've got just the face for it.
Well, not to change the subject, Mr. Clifford, but I want you to meet Bubbles and Truman Bradley.
How do you do?
And this is Frank Parker.
Beaver.
Beaver? Well, Beaver, can you spare a dime?
Once I took a railroad, I made it wrong.
Yes, what's going on?
Well, you see, he's a tenor. He's got to rehearse.
Oh. Now, Miss Allen, if our district is going to support you, we want to know what you can do for us. So let's not beat around the bush.
No, not by the hair of your chin.
Who said that?
The three little pigs.
Mr. Clifford, what about the power and water project? Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hetch Hetchy.
What?
Hetch Hetchy.
Oh, coochie-coochie.
Please.
Look, I haven't time for all this foolishness. Now, Miss Allen, let's get down to brass tacks.
Well, wouldn't you rather go to the Bell Tavern?
Look, this is a very important man.
Miss Allen, if you're elected president, what are you going to do about our street maintenance? You know, most of our streets run uphill.
Oh, don't worry. I won't let them run down.
Well, that's a new slant. Gracie, he means what kind of aid will you give California?
Well, there are only two kinds of aid.
Federal and state?
No, orange and lemon.
You certainly squeezed in that. Come in.
Look, it's a policeman with Ray Noble and Rollo.
A policeman?
Mr. Burns, you better keep these two fellows in here. We don't allow that kind of stuff here at the fair.
What were they doing, fighting, huh?
No, dancing together at the pavilion.
Dancing? Well, Mr. Clifford, I want to apologize for all this confusion.
Oh, yes, I do beg your pardon. I say, George, who is this chap?
J.J. Clifford.
Looks like Santa Claus has high blood pressure.
I can see that you people are taking my coming up here as a joke. My standing in this community is a very important one, and I do not intend to subject myself to ridicule. Good
kid. Just a minute, Mr. Clifford. You see, we're here at the World's Fair, and we're all having a lot of fun and a lot of laughs, so... Truman, will you talk to him?
Okay. Mr. Clifford, we realize that you're one of the most influential men in the state, sir.
Right.
If we did have a bit of fun, it wasn't premeditated, I assure you. Yeah. As for having fun at your expense, it's out of the question.
Yeah.
After all, what can we possibly say that would be any funnier than that broken-down beard you're wearing?
Oh, well, there goes California.
Well, I've had enough of this. And, Mr. Burns, if you ever happen to be in the Richmond District, don't bother to look me up.
Richmond District? I used to live on 4th Avenue.
So did I, 668.
Well, so did I, on the first floor.
I lived on the second.
Googie!
Googie!
Tell me now that fair knees are smart. Girls are wearing short skirts that stop just above the knee and high socks that stop just below the knee. Well, those bare knees are certainly okay with the male population, as long as the knees are smooth and pretty. So be sure to smooth Heinz Honey and Almond Cream on your knees before you wear the new bare knee fashion. Heinz is extra creamy, extra softening for rough, sandpapery hands, and it's just as grand for rough knees. And say, right now is the time to buy Heinz. It's on special sale. The big dollar size Heinz Honey and Almond Cream is only 49 cents. Yes, less than half price. Just go to any toilet goods counter and ask for Heinz Autograph Special. You get over twice as much lotion for your money, and you also get a Gracie Allen autograph on the bottle, and it's detachable. You can add it to your autograph collection. Now, don't forget, get Heinz 49-cent special while the getting is good. This amazing offer lasts for a limited time only. The big dollar-size Heinz Honey and Almond Cream for only 49 cents.
And now Gracie will sing Tennessee Fish Fry from American Jubilee. Thank you.
The catfish for the fry. Poor little you've never been to a fry. Well, ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that gambling? Ain't you never been to a Tennessee fish fry? Ain't you never fished for your dinner down south? Yeah, ain't. If you never been to a Tennessee fish fry, then you never had a chunk of heaven right in your mouth. You ain't tasted cornbread when it's drowned in a pound of butter. You ain't swung your sweetest gal around in the do-si-do if you never been to a Tennessee fish fry. There's an awful lot about a business that you don't know, and now irrespective, just because you've been to a Caroline clam bake, ain't no reason you act kind of high-hat, no man. Just because you've been jamboreeing in Georgia, ain't no reason to pretend that you're an aristocrat. If you dance the cakewalk in Kentucky, then man, you're lucky. Lucky you're with me in Tennessee, where the fish is free. If you've never been to a Tennessee fish fry, my, my, that's the same for saying that you've never been on a tree. Yes, sirree. Now, come on, Emmeline, here we go. Wake up, Andrew, I see you go. There's an awful lot about a picnic that you don't know.
Nylon stockings, then take care of them. Many sales girls handling stockings tell us they use Heinz Honey and Almond Cream to keep hands feeling soft and smooth, help prevent snagging fine holes. Heinz is extra creamy, extra softening. And now it's on sale at an extra special price. The big dollar size for only 49 cents.
Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Oh, no, wait, George. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chamber of Commerce has asked me to think of a way to make San Francisco more beautiful. Now, let's see.
Well, I'm going back to Los Angeles.
Oh, that'll do it.
Good night.
We're lucky to live in a country where we can sing freely, talk freely. So let's stop a moment. Thank our stars we're Americans, and give a thought to the poor and fortunate abroad. Give more than a thought, give to the Red Cross. Help the Red Cross rush relief to the helpless women and children caught in the grief of war. Send a dime or a dollar or more if you can to your local Red Cross chapter. Thank you. Well, don't forget, George and Gracie and all of us will be back again next Wednesday at this same time. And don't forget also, for Honeymoon Hens, it's Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. Truman Bradley wishing you good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.